I'm the cripple on the corner. You pass me on the street, and I wouldn't be out here begging if I had enough to eat. And don't think I don't notice that I rise never mean. I lost my wife and little boy. Someone crossed that yellow line. The day we laid them in the ground is the day I lost my mind. And right now I'm down to holding this little cardboard sign. So don't laugh at me, don't call me names, don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all I'm deaf, I'm blind, hey, aren't we all? Don't laugh at me, don't call me names, don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all the same, someday we'll all don't laugh at me.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. He's not ruling it out. A day after his State of the Union speech, President Biden telling reporters on his way to Philadelphia that a debate against likely GOP nominee Donald Trump is possible.
It depends on his behavior.
The president also telling reporters that Israel will help with security of a temporary port on Gaza's coast and pushed Israel's prime minister to do more to get aid into Gaza, where starvation has set in following 5 months of war. The Pentagon pushing back on claims by the Hamas-run health ministry that 5 children were killed during airdrops in Gaza today, saying the U.S. aid pallets all landed safely and there were no casualties. Drug maker Eli Lilly releasing a TV ad in time for the Oscars, criticizing people who use diabetes and weight loss drugs for cosmetic or vanity reasons, seemingly targeting some celebrities who may use drugs like Mounjaro and Zepbound to lose weight. This is ABC News. An exhaustive Pentagon report into more than 8 decades of government investigations of UFO or UAP sightings found no evidence of extraterrestrial activity in any of those sightings. ABC's Louis Martinez has more.
This is a comprehensive report from the Pentagon office that's been looking into UFO incidents now for the last couple of years. They studied more than 80 years worth of historic documents and investigations into UFO incidents. They found no links. And most importantly, they found no evidence to suggest that the United States government or industry possesses any alien technologies.
The report assessed the majority of sightings can be blamed on the misidentification of ordinary phenomena. It's just 31 days until a major solar eclipse, and many towns already preparing for it. The 70-mile swath across parts of the 15 states from Texas to Maine happens on April 8th. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear sky tonight and lows in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, sunshine's back and a little warmer, highs to the low 40s. Near 50 degrees with sunshine for Sunday. The warm-up continues into next week with more sunshine on Monday, highs into the upper 60s, mid-60s Tuesday and Wednesday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A Wisconsin member of Congress heckled President Joe Biden during the State of the Union address.
My predecessor failed the most basic presidential duty that he owes to American people, the duty to care.
Third District Republican Derek Van Orden shouting lies there. Daylight saving time may do more harm than good. Marquette University's Dr. Jennifer Evans says it's like giving everybody in the country jet lag at the same time.
The number of car accidents and workplace accidents actually surges on the day after we shift forward.
Spring ahead, 1 hour Saturday night. A state Senate committee recommends the full chamber fire two Universities of Wisconsin regents who voted against a deal calling for limiting campus diversity positions. The Senate is in session next week. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Getting up to 5% back is easy at Fleet Farm. Fleet Rewards members can earn up to 5% back on every purchase, in-store and online. The earnings stack up automatically. The more you buy, the more you earn. No rebates, no coupons, no hassles. And Fleet Rewards membership is easy, so sign up now and start earning up to 5% back on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. Some exclusions apply.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Adams Super Servicer, Napa Gold Car Care Center, Durand, Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durand, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Western Wisconsin's congressman is making headlines with his shout at the State of the Union address last night. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden screamed lies at President Biden when Biden said former President Trump failed to handle the coronavirus outbreak. After the speech, Van Orden said it's a lie to say Trump didn't care about people during that time. His shouts sparked criticism from other state congressmen. Madison Democrat Mark Pocan claims that this shows Van Orden is, quote, an unstable person, unquote. Eau Claire is asking people to remove their decorations from the Lakeview and Forest Hill cemeteries before spring cleaning begins. Crews with the city's Parks Department will start in a little more than a week. Parks manager Steve Plaza says now's the time to remove Christmas decorations and things that will eventually become trash. American flags and flower pots, however, can stay. An Oliva woman has been charged with aggressively approaching her husband while armed with two knives and then trying to set fire to their home. 39-year-old Tegan Mateo was charged with arson and disorderly conduct with a dangerous weapon yesterday in Eau Claire County's court. According to authorities, Mateo's husband called the Eau Claire County Sheriff's Department, telling the deputies that he was hiding in the basement with their two children after Mateo charged him with knives. He told deputies that Mateo was telling him she started the house on fire. When deputies arrived, they did find the house filled with smoke and partially burned carpeting, a blanket, and couch, and also found Mateo holding a butane torch. Her next court appearance is March 19th. A Tomah man has been accused of trying to kill two people last Thanksgiving, was found competent to stand trial. George Solis is accused of stabbing a man while watching football with his family on Thanksgiving Day. Sparta police report the victim was taken to a La Crosse medical center with life-threatening injuries and had to go on emergency surgery due to the injuries. The 44-year-old Solis is also accused of attempting to stab a family member when they tried to step in. After Solis's attorney requested in January that his client's competency be examined, a judge in Monroe County announced Wednesday a medical examiner found Solis was medically fit to stand trial. A Marquette University professor is questioning the need for daylight savings time. Dr. Jennifer Evans says it does a lot more harm than simply make you lose an hour of sleep.
The number of car accidents and workplace accidents actually surges on the day after we shift forward. And workplace accidents increases by 67%.
Evan says that shifting of an hour throws off the body's natural rhythms and can also lead to medical conditions in some people, such as increased risks of stroke and heart attacks. You're listening to WRDN News.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
During a special meeting of the Durand, Arkansas School Board yesterday, the board accepted the resignation of Superintendent Greg Doverspike effective June 30th. Doverspike's last day on site will be today, and then starting Monday, he will be on paid administrative leave until June 30th. The board will hire an interim superintendent to handle duties from March 18th until the end of the school year. That interim superintendent will be introduced at the March 20th school board meeting. The board will begin a search for a new permanent superintendent with the help of the Wisconsin Association of School Boards. Doverspike is set to become the new superintendent of the Mosin East School District July 1st. A former Western Wisconsin teacher is headed to prison for sexually assaulting a student 2 years ago. A judge in Trempealeau County yesterday sentenced Nicholas Bergeron to 1 year behind bars. Prosecutors say he inappropriately touched students while working at Osseo Fairchild High School. A 15-year-old girl told police that he touched her knees, thighs, backs, shoulders, and hands. Other students made similar claims. Bergeron will not be allowed back in the classroom once he serves his sentence. The deadline has been extended for northern Wisconsin businesses affected by less snow than usual last winter to apply for assistance. Some businesses saw economic struggles after the lack of snow, partially because of reduced winter tourists. Businesses in Buffalo County will now be able to apply for the General Disaster Loan Program until April 29th, while those in Pepin, Dunn, Pierce, Eau Claire, and Chippewa County have until July 31st. The Buffalo and Pepin County ADRC programs are warning seniors of a new scam regarding Social Security. According to the GWAAR Legal Services Team, scammers are now sending texts that look like they're from the Social Security Administration, warning the victim of issues with their Social Security number or their benefits, and then asking the potential victim to call a number to fix the issue. The goal of the text is to get people to give up their Social Security number and other personal information so that the scammer can then commit identity theft. If you receive a text that you feel is suspicious, do not respond and delete that text. The Minnesota-based utility that provides power to parts of Texas is admitting its equipment may be the source of the largest wildfire in Texas history. There have now been several lawsuits filed against Xcel Energy over the Smokehouse Creek fire in the Texas Panhandle. In a statement, Xcel said it appears its facilities were involved in the ignition of the blaze. However, the company is disputing claims that they're negligent in maintaining their power poles, adding that they're cooperating with the ongoing investigation. You're listening to WRDN News.
And we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
The number of moose has stabilized after dropping over the last few decades. The Department of Natural Resources recently completed its annual aerial moose count. The effort found just under 3,500 moose in Minnesota, which is near the annual average for the last few years. The agency says climate change, predators, and parasites have all contributed to the reduced moose population by about 60% since the early part of the 2000s. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Well, now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Hair Volume is the all-natural solution trusted by millions of women around the world to say goodbye to thin, brittle, shedding hair. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Go to NewNordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens or CVS.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Very backed by Phoenix Best. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Wherever you cheer, whatever you drive, you'll find Racing Electronics. With Racing Electronics, you'll hear uncensored communication from every team in the race and the broadcast with all your favorite MRN announcers. Hear every heart-pounding pass, pit strategy, and so much more with a scanner and headphone rental. Upgrade to an EasyTalk intercom system to comfortably communicate over the noise of the race. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com. Be race ready. Be RE equipped.
eBay Motors is here for the ride.
120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
During his NASCAR Cup Series career, Kevin Harvick won 9 events at Phoenix Raceway, 4 of those with Stewart Haas Racing. Crew Chief Rodney Childers will now guide the new pilot of the number 4 Ford, Josh Berry, who has run just 1 cup race at the unique 1-mile track, where he started 17th and finished 10th last season.
Yeah, it definitely helps going and experiencing that once, right, and getting a good result too. But, you know, we were solid that day, and having a little bit of practice when we go back, I think all those things and will be good. And, you know, like I said, Rodney's pedigree at Phoenix and the 4 team is speaks for itself as well, so that makes it a little more exciting.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop. Opt out.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to anyone that texts SOLVE to 200-300. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let Bosley show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text SOLVE to 200-300. That's SOLVE to 200-300.
The Big Ten Men's Hockey Tournament gets underway with first-round games this weekend. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Badgers take on Ohio State. Game 1 of the best 2 of 3 at the Kohl Center tonight. The two teams split their 4 games during the regular season. Badger women in Minnesota, they're taking on the Lady Gophers in the WCHA's final face-off semifinals this afternoon. The winner will take on the winner between Ohio State and Minnesota Duluth in Saturday's championship. Bucks play Game 2 of their Western road swing tonight, squaring off against the Lakers in Los Angeles. The Bucks had their 6-game win streak snapped at Golden State on Wednesday. Day 2 of the girls' WIAA State Basketball Championships on tap at the Rec Center in Green Bay. The Division 1 semifinals will finish the day tonight. There's 5 championship games set for tomorrow. Cactus League Baseball Brewers take on the Oakland A's this afternoon. Opening day, March 28th in New York against the Mets. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
What you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Durant Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is
The WIAA Girls Basketball State Tournament is set for this weekend at the Rec Center in Green Bay. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in 2 places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
The 2024 WIAA Girls Basketball State Tournament is set for this weekend in Green Bay, as the Rush Center will once again play host to all the action. That action gets underway on Thursday in Division 3, where top-seeded Edgewood will take on 4-seeded Baldwin-Woodville. Kettle Moraine Lutheran faces Xavier in the other semifinal. Defending champion Laconia is the top seed in Division 4, which also includes the Prairie School, Cuba City, and last year's Division 5 state champion McDonald Central, who moves up this season. Friday starts with a bang as Six Rivers East Conference rivals Argyle Pecatonica and Albany Monticello will meet up, with Argyle Peck winning the first two matchups between the teams this year. Lena faces Clear Lake in the other D5 game. Pewaukee is the top seed in D2 and will face West Salem, while three-time defending state champion Notre Dame meets up with Wauwatosa East on the other side of the bracket. If the seeding holds, we'll get a Pewaukee-Notre Dame title game in D2 for a third consecutive season. We'll have a new champion in Division 1, where two-time defending winner Kettle Moraine failed to qualify this season. Arrowhead is the top seed and will face off against Franklin, while Hartford meets up with Nina on the other Division 1 semifinal. State title games in all five divisions will be held on Saturday. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. According to Outdoor News columnist Ryan Rothstein, 2024 should be your best deer season ever. This means you got to do a few things, but if you listen to his advice, you're going to have a great year in the field this fall. I'll tell you what they are, but first...
Since 1967, generations of Minnesota sportsmen have trusted Outdoor News to keep them up to date with the latest news, pro tips, features, fishing reports, gear reviews, and more. For less than a buck per week, you can carry on the tradition and join thousands of Minnesota sportsmen by subscribing to Outdoor News. Whether you prefer a printed copy in your mailbox each week or the convenience of up-to-the-minute news on your smartphone or computer, we've got you covered. Subscribe today at outdoornews.com/subscribe.
According to Ryan Rothstein, an Outdoor News columnist who writes about deer hunting, you could make 2024 one of your best seasons ever. First of all, he says you need to scout two new properties. He says the more options you have for deer, the better your chances are that you will see the one you want to harvest. It might be a huge buck. It might just be a doe for the freezer. But if you have a lot of options, you're definitely going to see that deer that you want to pull the trigger on or loose that arrow on. He says you need to set up a regular practice schedule. He said a lot of people miss deer. He said archers especially will let the arrow go and then realize they shot over the top or under that animal. So set up a regular practice schedule once a month where you get out there and shoot that rifle, shoot that muzzleloader, or shoot that bow so that you are spot on when you pull that trigger or let that release go. And he says you should get in shape. You want to make sure that you can get as deep into the woods as you can to hunt deer that no one else is going to see but you. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Hi, my name is Alani. A little thing I like about the Spicy Deluxe sandwich is that you taste the crunch, you taste the pepper jack cheese melting, and you taste the spicy flavors in the sandwich. I'm telling you, 10 out of 10.
Hi, my name's Enrique. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's Spicy Deluxe sandwich is you get that rich flavor of the chicken and definitely that nice, tangy, warm bite. It's the perfect harmony of spiciness and taste.
Order the Spicy Deluxe sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear sky tonight and lows in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, sunshine's back and a little warmer. Highs to the low 40s. Near 50 degrees with sunshine for Sunday. The warm-up continues into next week with more sunshine on Monday. Highs into the upper 60s, mid-60s Tuesday and Wednesday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell. Here on the Rural Radio Network, I'm Chad Moyer. Today, we are going to visit with Alan Brugler from Brugler Marketing and Management, based here in Nebraska. Alan, thanks for joining us here today. Let's just take a quick gander at the grain settlements here. A wide range on the soybeans, actually ending 17 to almost 20 higher. Wheat futures ended in the positive territory, up about a dime or so, even more than that in Kansas City. And corn closed positive as well. Just give us some thoughts on you know, today's trade. Obviously, we had the WASD, but, you know, how do you think the how did the trade digest that information today?
Well, I think that we took it pretty well. It's we had the only real negative number that came out from USDA today was they bumped up the old crop wheat ending stocks, cut the exports a little bit, but the wheat ended up double digits higher in Kansas City and Chicago. So that was a sell the rumor, buy the fact kind of scenario. And then we got positive closes in beans and corn after we had a nice technical breakout on Thursday, got above those 18-day moving averages. So overall, it's a pretty positive day. It got helped a lot by the weaker U.S. dollar, I think, but, pretty good numbers.
Yeah, well, let's talk about it. We can maybe go commodity by commodity, and I want to start in the soy complex today because even after the WASD came out, it just seemed like the beans were reluctant to run higher, and then all of a sudden they just kind of took off. What was kind of that attitude? What were you watching with those beans and the wide range today?
Well, I think we saw a little initial profit taking ahead of the report just after what happened yesterday. That was mostly overnight action. They were kind of waiting to see what the meal and oil did. So on the meal side, USDA raised the meal output. You know, they didn't raise the crush, but they raised the meal output, so a little more efficient production there. But they also raised the meal exports to account for the extra tonnage. So the market kind of, once it figured that out, we ended up with May up $7. On the bean oil side, USDA cut the average cash price for the month, or for the year, by 2 cents a pound. Bean oil couldn't really do anything today. I am a little concerned on the bean oil side that we just can't get the renewable diesel market to absorb the bean oil at this price level. We're seeing the inclusion rate drop. They're using more fats and grease and not as much bean oil. Part of that has to do with the California subsidy level and the RIN values, but the bean world just kind of watched and let the beans carry the ball today.
Yeah, just kind of on that topic, is that worrisome for you? Because you know we've got a lot of infrastructure that I think a lot of that oil is going to be destined for that. Is that a story that's worth watching develop here this year?
Well, yeah, it's definitely a story, and the thing we have to remember is that bean oil doesn't work at 45 or 50 cents a pound without the subsidies, okay, without the virgin oil credits on the traditional biodiesel, without the California CARB credits. SAF is a big demand factor for both ethanol and bean oil going forward, but as we know, EPA is going to revise those GREET standards, and they kind of kick that can down the road instead of announcing it the 1st of March like we originally expected. I think it's still a big growth market, but there's some uncertainties there, and maybe we've gotten a little ahead of ourselves on how fast that's going to absorb soybeans here in the U.S.
Okay. All right, let's shift gears, talk a little bit about the small grains. Kansas City wheat up 13 to 14. Chicago was up 6 to 10. And spring wheat up 7 cents at the settlements. Was there anything big in for the wheat to try and encompass with the WASD, or what was going on with the small grains today?
We had another Chinese cancellation this morning of SRW. That's two this week. We had been hearing rumors last week that the merchants weren't able to originate enough SRW. They just farmers wouldn't let go of it at this price level, even with basis pushes. And the price had dropped enough from where the Chinese originally bought it to make washing out those trades feasible. Not sure if those were cancellations on the buyer side or the seller side, but USDA confirmed that some of those sales were canceled. What that did was it boosted Kansas City versus Chicago, because we've been spreading those two. We've been buying Chicago and selling KC because of the fact we had the export business on the SRW side. With that kind of leaking out, then you were unwinding those spreads. You're buying KC and selling Chicago. So that accounts for the extra strength in KC today. As far as the by class numbers, USDA cut the SRW 10 million bushels on the export side, and they cut KC by 5. So that's how they accounted for the lost sales.
All right. Now, what about what's going on internationally with wheat? And, you know, I'm thinking about cheap Russian exports, Ukrainian production. I saw they even bumped up Australian production, I think, a little bit. World influences on the wheat right now?
Yeah, there's some of that. The Australian change was expected. We had some weather improvements there for the La Nina, El Nino situation. They got more rain earlier in the season than what they thought, and that helped the yield. So USDA about had to raise that at some point. We had Russia, Ukraine. I compare that to the old story about the blind men and the elephant, where each of them are seeing a different part of it or feeling a different part of it. Nobody sees the total picture. That's kind of the situation there. You still have some Ukrainian grain that's being sold as Russian and vice versa. Probably not vice versa, just that's the case. And USDA did bump up the Ukrainian exports for both corn and wheat today. So that's more of a function of being able to get the vessels through out of Odessa without getting them shot up by the Russians or the Houthis or anybody else.
Thank you so much. Again, that's Alan Brugger, Brugler Marketing and Management, and we will be back with the second half of the Channel Final Bell. We'll talk about corn and livestock futures, round out the trading week. That's coming up next here on the Rural Radio Network.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25, in Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Once again with Alan Brugler from Brugler Marketing and Management. Alan, we haven't talked about corn yet. And again, kind of an interesting day's trade here today where we started lower. And again, corn kind of reluctant. But at the end of the day, here we are in positive territory, 2 or 3 cents. What was the influence in corn there, especially at the end of the session?
Well, we had some people initially trying to fade yesterday's rally. We had a technical breakout. We got some follow-through yesterday. The question was, would it stay for the weekend, or would we take profits and sell off? And there was some sell-off ahead of the USDA reports. Then we just kind of hung there and ultimately decided, okay, we're not going to go back and break that old support, old resistance, now support. And so we ended up two or three higher. Two higher in the May, three higher in the December. March, of course, is about ready to expire, and it's not doing much at all. But fundamentally, USDA's only change in the WASD on the U.S. side was they dropped the average cash price for the year by a nickel, and that's basically past history. It's the lower prices we saw in January and February. On the world side, they did tighten up the ending stocks a couple million tons, and so you could argue that's supportive for the May, June, July window.
All right. So I guess obviously this is not the end all, right? We continue to look for new information. So going into the second half of March, next week, second half of March, what are the things that could influence this grain trade one way or the other, do you think?
Well, two things. First of all, we do, of course, the big one is the planning intentions of grain stocks reports on the 28th and what USDA comes up with there. Those surveys are almost completed now. You know, they did. The one reason they didn't change anything on the S&Ds today is because they're waiting on the grain stocks numbers to firm up the livestock use and the industrial use and so forth. So I think that's one factor that you have to consider. That's usually a very volatile report. The other thing that we're watching here is on corn exports specifically, Brazil seems to have washed out finally their big production from their winter crop, which is our July period. June, July, they had a record corn crop last year. The exports have finally dropped back to long-term average levels, and that's what that means is we're going to see a 3 to 5 million ton drop in Brazilian exports for the month over what they've been doing for the last 5 or 6 months. That creates a nice opportunity for the U.S. to make more export sales of corn into the world market. Argentina won't really have much coming out of the field or at least hitting the ports until May. And conveniently, our prices are just coming, 20-some cents off of the low for the year. So, the U.S. is competitively priced on corn, and the world market should be needing to come to the U.S. for corn. We need those sales. We need to get those sales on the books to make the USDA numbers for the year. They didn't change them at all today because they're waiting to see. But I think it's very important. It does have some basis implications if the export program starts to pick up here. It's been better than a year ago, but not as good as 2 years ago. If it starts to pick up here, you'll see some basis improvement, or the board will have to come up. And in the latter case, the funds are big shorts, and chasing them out would add fuel to the fire.
Okay. So if there's an anticipation of some export business coming, if you would couple that with, the funds, if that report shows that they are covering some of their short positions, that does seem kind of like an opportunity to keep an eye on, huh?
Yeah. It's a little early to say we've got a bottom in corn, but you can see that the mechanism is there if it plays out right. And so what you want to see is some pickup in the export sales. Commitment traders this afternoon, you want to see that maybe there's a little short covering beginning here. What needs to happen next is you do need to see producers selling some grain into the rally, because that tends to feed the commercial paper that allows the funds to buy more. But don't want to be if in fact we just put in the winter spring low in corn. Those rallies typically are going to go into May or June, so you don't want to be too hasty on those cash sales either.
All right. Just quickly over on the livestock, feeder cattle down a buck and a half to 2.25, live cattle down just over a dollar. I guess the hogs were mixed today. What's your thoughts on rounding out the week in livestock?
Of course, the feeder cattle are somewhat affected by what happens in the corn and the meal side of things. So feed costs got a little higher today from that perspective. But cash market is still hanging in there pretty well. We're going to have very low finished cattle numbers when we get into the last half April into May compared to the last 4 or 5 years. So the packers are going to be looking at some tighter numbers at the same time that beef demand usually picks up seasonally. Right now, we just see that as supportive.
Alan Brugler from Brugler Marketing and Management joining us on today's Channel Final Bell. A reminder, trading of commodity futures does involve a substantial risk of loss and might not be suitable for all investors. That is today's Channel Final Bell. It's brought to you by Channel and your local dealers. Here on the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer reporting.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
This is Farm Progress America,
I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. It's been a week now since I left Houston in the 2024 Commodity Classic, and that's given me time to organize my notes on the incredible slate of machinery that was released at or around this year's show. When we come back, I'll highlight a few of the new releases that caught my eye.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done, because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
A record crowd attended the 2024 Commodity Classic in Houston last week, and that collection of farmers from across the country makes for a great audience for ag equipment suppliers to highlight new releases. On the tractor front, several of the largest manufacturers had new machines or major updates to existing platforms. New Holland, for example, was showcasing their T9 SmartTrax tractor, coming to the market in 2025 with a range of horsepower options from 475 to 645. Company officials were proud of the new track tensioning system and advanced roller wheels, which they say will lead to a smoother ride in the field and less complex maintenance operations. The John Deere booth was bustling with farmers checking out the new 9RX series with the 830 horsepower flagship on the booth floor. This series comes equipped from the factory with the technology needed to implement autonomous solutions on the farm. Corey Reed, president of Worldwide Agriculture and Turf for John Deere, said these products are the direct result of developing solutions in response to customers' needs. But it wasn't just tractors. John Deere also had their new C-Series air carts on display with features like AccuRate stainless steel control meters and the John Deere exclusive EasyCal calibration system. Great Plains also brought a slate of new equipment to the show, including their narrow transport BD7410 grain drill. At 13 feet wide and designed for minimum till usage, it'll be well suited for waterway work or tight spaces between the fields. Also on display was the new PL5905 planter, 60 feet wide and with a bulk fill tank that can carry 164 bushels of seed. Also on the tillage front, Amazon was touting their Cius 6000 2TX super high-speed tillage tool. This tool, released last fall, is designed to work at speeds of up to 11.5 miles an hour, with company reps saying the tool is multi-purpose. I'll be back with more from the world of ag machinery after this.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Well, the new technology on display at Commodity Classic wasn't all iron and rubber. Several companies were making advances in aerial or drone technology. Case IH was one of them. They discussed their partnership with BEM Agro to produce advanced mapping reports to help farmers maximize their yields. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear sky tonight and lows in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, sunshine's back and a little warmer. Highs to the low 40s. Near 50 degrees with sunshine for Sunday. The warm-up continues into next week with more sunshine on Monday. Highs into the upper 60s, mid-60s Tuesday and Wednesday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 42 right now.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV diet guru lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl. An American girl. Slow dance, second chance, mama needs romance and a living maid. Mow the yard really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. An American girl. An American girl. Well, she's got
time we went out. Every day
every night she's all I think about. I need that girl beside me when the lights go out. I think it's time to put a ring on the finger I'm wrapped around. Went to the bank, took out a loan, went and bought the perfect stone. Caught up her dad on the phone. I'm taking him to dinner Sunday night. Never been so nervous in my life. I wanna do this right, 'cause I've been wrapped around her finger since the first time we went out. Every day, every night, she's all I think about. I need that girl beside me when the lights go out. I think it's time to put a ring. Yes, sir, I love her very much. I know it's only been 7 months, that's long enough, 'cause I've been wrapped around her finger since the first time we went out. Every day, every night, she's all I think about. I need that girl beside me when the lights go out. I think it's time to put a ring on the finger I'm wrapped.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Goodbye song out on the lawn. The line between us was drawn. All I can see is you're gone, and you left me here with this house on.